which deals only with a simple attraction between all masses. General relativity is more complicated. The circulation of the matter of the universe around the zenith, seen by observers on the merry-go-round, produces a field somewhat like the magnetic field produced by the circulation of electricity in the coils of an electromagnet. It is this gravitomagnetic field that in the merry-go-round frame of reference produces the effects that in more conventional frames of reference are attributed to centrifugal force. The equations of general relativity, unlike those of Newtonian mechanics, are precisely the same in the merry-go-round laboratory and conventional laboratories. The difference between what is observed in these laboratories is entirely due to their different environment, a universe that revolves around the zenith, or one that does not. But if gravitation did not exist, this reinterpretation of centrifugal force would be impossible, and the centrifugal force felt on a merry-go-round would allow us to distinguish between the merry-go-round and more conventional laboratories, and would thus rule out any possible equivalence between laboratories that are rotating and those that are not. Thus, the symmetry among different frames of reference requires the existence of gravitation. The symmetry underlying the electroweak theory is a little more esoteric. It does not have to do with changes in our point of view in space and time, but rather with changes in our point of view about the identity of the different types of elementary particle. Just as it is possible for a particle to be in a quantum mechanical state, in which it is neither definitely here nor there, or spinning neither definitely clockwise nor counterclockwise, so also, through the wonders of quantum mechanics, it is possible to have a particle in a state in which it is neither definitely an electron nor definitely a neutrino until we measure some property that would distinguish the two, like the electric charge. In the electroweak theory, the form of the laws of nature is unchanged if we replace electrons and neutrinos everywhere in our equation with such mixed states that are neither electrons nor neutrinos. Because various other types of particles interact with electrons and neutrinos, it is necessary at the same time to mix up families of these other particle types, such as up quarks with down quarks, as well as the photons with its siblings, the positively and negatively charged W particles and the neutral Z particles. This is the symmetry that connects the electromagnetic forces, which are produced by an exchange of photons, with the weak nuclear forces that are produced by the exchange of the W and Z particles. The photon and the W and Z particles appear in the electroweak theory as bundles of the energy of four fields,